Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Ordinance number 3198-2021 passed in the most recent Kenai City Council meeting through passage and amends municipal code for telephonic participation and provides for remote electronic participation in council meetings by council members. Telephonic participation in council meetings was provided for back in 2005 to increase participation by allowing members to take part in meetings when work or family members required absence. Vice Mayor Bob Malloy.
So this ordinance simply applies only to council. It would, once the emergency declaration goes away, it will allow council to continue to have remote electronic participation by Zoom when council members are absent for business or medical reasons. And the initial cost of this is really minimal. So this doesn't deal with commissions or committees, and this doesn't deal with public participation. I'm hoping to come up later, working with the city clerk, who has a lot of work to do, with a policy that would allow the public to continue to participate remotely by electronic means. As we can see in tonight's meeting, there's a lot of benefit from that, but that's not on the table. This is only dealing with how we do our regular, special, and work sessions.
The COVID-19 public health emergency ordinances allowed for remote electronic participation and virtually, and council determined that through the pandemic, virtual remote electronic participation provided a better experience for the council member participating remotely and those in person. Through passage, the amendment to the city code allows for council to participate via electronic means when the city's declaration for the COVID-19 public health emergency ends, citing the original code for participation by members at the council meetings and work sessions, reverting back to telephonic participation only. And like Vice Mayor Malloy said, this ordinance does not apply to members of the general public. But an ordinance for that could come up at a later time. Federal public health authorities issued new guidance last week on how port communities and cruise lines can work to resume cruising in U.S. waters, but the cruise industry reportedly called the new rules unworkable, saying they may not be practical for small coastal communities. This, according to Alaska Public Media. Cruise Lines International Association said in a statement that the rules are so murky, quote, no clear path forward or timetable can be discerned. The trade group is calling on the feds to lift restrictions on cruising this month. Others see the new CDC guidance as a step forward. Since late last year, the CDC gave little indication on how cruising should resume. Ketchikan Visitors Bureau President and CEO Patty Mackey said there are still a lot of unanswered questions, but the new guidance represents progress. She was quoted as saying, I think that at least it's a step in the right direction. They've identified key things we've all had questions about, particularly the community agreements with cruise lines. Alaska's U.S. Senate delegation also applauded the new guidance. Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan released a joint statement saying that there's still a lot of work for the cruise lines and our port communities to do to implement the CDC instructions issued today, but we are encouraged by CDC Director Dr. Walensky's projections that with this guidance and timely implementation of the next phases, we could see cruise ships in U.S. waters as early as midsummer. But for smaller towns that host big ships, the CDC's requirements for responding to outbreaks may not be realistic, but the question of whether cruise lines will return to Alaska this summer remains an open question. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.